Hello and welcome. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. I am your host, Nate Maingard, and I'm very excited about today's episode. It is, it's launched by my song, Thinking of a Starfish, which is itself based on the story written by Lauren Isley in the early 1900s. I researched this because I wrote a song about it and I thought, geez, I need to know where this story comes from. It's one of those stories that gets passed around from person to person because it's inspiring, because it brings that aha moment of, wow, life feels a little better now than it did before I heard that story. It all makes a little more sense. So I wrote a song about it, and I don't really want to talk too much at all in this intro. I just want to get straight into the song and then dive deeply into what that song inspires and the thoughts and processes and ideas. It's not a massively long episode today, but it is definitely deep. Not far, but depth. And as always, please do check out the show notes at nakedwithnate.com. I put a lot of time, effort, and love into writing them. They have links to the things I talk about. They'll have links to where you can download this song if you so choose. There are various platforms. To me, the best way to support my podcast, my music, and everything that I'm bringing into the world is through my Patreon page. I will have a link to that in the show notes. I know that I talk about Patreon in every episode, but it really is, it's such a huge part of my life, and my patrons are such wonderful people in my life, and by having patrons, it enables me to explore my creativity in ways I could never do as a full-time artist otherwise. If I was answerable to a record label, I would have to follow the rules of making them lots of money, whereas this way, I just need a bunch of awesome people like you supporting me, and I can create whatever comes up, whatever feels real, whatever we decide to create. Like, it's just so liberating and beautiful. So please check that out. Think about pledging and at least share it if you can. It helps so much. It all helps. Also, big one is leave a review on iTunes and make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you get updated when new ones come out. This is a big one. It helps me to be seen by more people on iTunes. If a bunch of cool folk hop on there and give me stars that are great and write cool reviews, then iTunes algorithms think, ooh, he must be worthwhile. Let us share this further and help it to arrive in more people's eyes, and they'll have recommended lists and all those kind of things. So if you can, take a moment. That means so much. I will also have a link to the iTunes. You can see it's all on my show notes. You can listen to the podcast directly on my show notes. I'm very proud of my show notes. You may have noticed I've said show notes a lot so far this show. I'm not going to say that again. So let's get into it. You're going to have a little story and a song. It's all part of the same thing that is Thinking of a Starfish. And then I go into details of how I wrote it and how it wrote itself, in a sense. It's refused not to be written. And a big part of what I cover in this episode is the idea of, is it worth it to do anything if you can't do much? And another thing I get into later in the podcast is how doing the dishes can change the world. But I'll leave you to the song. Stick around. I can't wait to hear what you think of this week's episode of Getting Naked with Nate. Basically, there's a boy and he's walking along a beach after a really big storm. And millions of starfish have been washed up on the shore. And as he's walking along, he's bending over and he's picking up a starfish and throwing it back into the ocean and bending over, picking up another one, throwing it in. And eventually, a man walks up to him and he looks down at the boy and he says, boy, what are you doing? There's no point to this. You can't make any difference. Look, there's a beach. There's millions of starfish on this beach. No matter what you do, you can't make any difference. You know, it's pointless. You might as well stop. The boy looks up at the man and looks down at these millions of starfish spread all over the beach. And he bends over and he picks up a starfish and he throws it back into the ocean. And he looks back at the man and he says, I made a difference to that one. Thanks, guys. And that's what this song is about. It's when I get depressed about how much we have to fix in the world, I just think about the starfish. If I could keep it simple every single day, I know the world would surely help me to wash it all away. So my products are organic and healthy for the planet, but you're one of 7 billion, you might as well just can it. No, I'm thinking of a starfish and the word appreciation. Sometimes the biggest difference is to throw one in the ocean. Well, it seems you have a good point, so I will no further argue. Let's hope that every starfish has an angel just like you. I must say, I never thought I would write a song as short as that. I mean, it's so short. And it came of its own accord. I had no say in the matter. I was sitting at the dining room table in our old home, our old family home, and I was writing another song. I remember it so clearly. While I was writing the other song, this just popped into my head. The lyrics just began and asked me to write them. I remember specifically saying I was sitting and looking at these printed lyrics that I had written out of this other song that I was seriously trying to write. And this little thing kept popping into my head. Come on, no, me, pay attention here. And I eventually wrote it down. I was like, okay, fine. And I just played the chords and I found the thing that sounded right. And I wrote it down in the margins of the other page. And what's interesting is that I don't even play that other song anymore. I don't think I've ever even finished it. I don't remember anything about it. But this song, Thinking of a Starfish, has become one of the mainstays of my songs throughout the years. I still play it at shows. It's still one of my favorite songs. So the story of Lauren Isley, the author, his version of it was quite different. And I've actually looked it up on, and I try to give credit as much as possible because it's often been adapted. I tell an adapted version of it, and the version that I was told is the one that gets passed around a lot by motivational speakers and by sort of like, it, because it's such a positive story. His original story wasn't as sort of directly positive in a sense. I've just read an extract from it, which is up on Wikipedia, and you'll find that in the show notes. It's really interesting. And one of the things, it's a conversation between two adults, actually, the original version. And I've only just read this for the first time, but it's really beautiful. It's the one guy walks up to the other, and at first he's kind of like, oh, this guy's picking up starfish, and it's not nice that he's doing that. And then he realizes the guy's actually throwing them back into the water. And the first man asks the other, he says, do you collect? And the response is, only like this, he said softly, gesturing amidst the wreckage of the shore, and only for the living. He stooped again, oblivious of my curiosity, and skipped another star neatly across the water. The stars, he said, throw well. One can help them. And it goes on. But I just think it's such a beautiful, the original is so beautifully written. I didn't realize. I'd like to find maybe the whole story and read it for myself. And then there's actually a really nice final little piece. Whoever's written this Wikipedia has chosen some nice little excerpts. The piece is here. Later, after some thoughts on our relationships to other animals and to the universe, the narrator returns to the beach. On a point of land, I found the star thrower. I spoke once briefly. I understand, they said. Call me another thrower. Only then I allowed myself to think, he is not alone any longer. After us, there will be others. Perhaps far outward on the rim of space, a genuine star was similarly seized and flung. For a moment, we cast on an infinite beach together beside an unknown hurler of suns. We had lost our way, I thought, but we had kept, some of us, the memory of the perfect circle of compassion, from life to death and back to life again. So yeah, I just wanted to read you that because it really, I don't know, it's beautiful. It brings up such lovely feelings in me. So as you can tell, it's very different from the version that you just heard, which I told before, the song Thinking of a Starfish. But at the same time, it has some similarities, obviously. And I find it interesting that it's become such a story that gets passed around and no one really knows who wrote it. I only know because I wrote the song and then I thought, geez, I need to know where this comes from. Like, how did this get into the world? And so I looked it up. Okay, let's look at the lyrics now. I'm interested to kind of dive into them. I don't plan this before, by the way. I don't sit and think, what is it I'm going to say about the lyrics now? It's really spur of the moment. So sometimes I repeat things or I don't know. I want it to be as real and close to just my truth as possible in the moment without too much planning. And so the lyrics begin, if I could keep it simple every single day, I know the world would surely help me to wash it all away. And I mean, actually, I really do like the lyrics of this song. So it's basically just saying, if I can keep it simple in terms of not overcomplicate my life with too much stuff, too much ideas about the future or the past, or if I can just keep it simple and connect to the moment as it's happening, then the world will surely help me to cleanse, to be fresh, to be new, to be renewed every day. So, and then the next is, so my products are organic and healthy for the planet. So this line, this is, so basically what's happening in this song is it's a conversation between the two parts of me, which you will have heard in the sort of intro to the song before. And that album, by the way, was recorded, as you can hear, it was in a studio with a live studio audience. So I was actually telling the story to people, which was really nice to do. And so the first bits that I've read, you know, if I could keep it simple every single day, I know the world would surely help me to wash it all away. So my products are organic and healthy for the planet. So that's like the first part. This is kind of like the child's energy, the one of hope and optimism and a will to take action, to make positive change. And so, yeah, my products are organic and healthy for the planet. So like, if I can keep it simple by just taking care of myself, taking care of the planet, then things will work out. And then you get the response jumping in. But you're one of 7 billion. You might as well just can it. So that's the response of like that adult energy, the one who comes up to the boy and looks down. It's like, what are you doing on this beach? You're wasting your time. And that's that energy of, but there's so many of us. But there's no point. You might as well just give up. It's, you know. And so then the response again is, no, I'm thinking of a starfish and the word appreciation. Sometimes the biggest difference is to throw one in the ocean. And I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's just talking about that story of the boy and thinking how to that starfish that it makes a difference. It is all the difference. That starfish, the difference for that one creature that was impacted by your action, by my action, is the difference between life and death. And sometimes it can be that much for people. I know for certain that some people are impacted in that way by my music, even though I really struggle and I don't make much money and I'm not sure of what direction I'm going in and I have my own hassles with depression and physical ailments and all this stuff. I know that I'm affecting little starfish all over the world, little souls, beautiful people who are being impacted, and that is important, even if it doesn't change the whole thing all at once. Like, I don't have that power. I only have the power to do what is meaningful to me and what feels like it's going to bring my own love and my own passion into the world, and trust that through that it does have an impact on others, and then witnessing that it does, and it's incredible. So, and then we have the final response from the kind of from that the man and the adult energy in this picture, you know, the child and the adult. And it's interesting to me because the picture of the adult who walks up and says, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. That's how I experienced adults a lot when I was a child, was that they seemed to want to crush my joy and my curiosity and my desire to be excited. And I've noticed that that's something in myself, is that when I can reconnect, I still have that curiosity. I still have that excitement, but it's easy for it to get buried beneath this modern world in which we live that is so filled with goals and pressures which often don't align with my childish energy and curiosity. It's this ongoing work to remind myself that I am still worthy of excitement, worthy of passion and of loving myself and of giving myself the time and space to wonder, to be in wonder and to wonder through the world, just like seeing what happens. I mean, as children, we get to do that so much. And I feel like, why should we ever stop? This world is beautiful and it's a miracle that it's even happening. Anyway, so the final response is, well, it seems you have a good point. So we will no further argue. Let's hope that every starfish has an angel just like you. And so it's basically that this debate that's been going back and forth is that now the adult energy, the man, the one who first wanted to come and crush the other, who wanted to come and crush the dreams, to say what you're doing has no value. It doesn't matter. It's not going to make any difference and you should give up. That was the initial energy that man came with on the beach. And the boy then just showed him, or the girl. It's actually, a lot of people tell it as a girl collecting starfish, either way. So that child responded with, like, but not by saying, which I thought was amazing as well, initially, not by saying, by just looking at the man being like, okay, I hear you. And then bending down, picking another starfish up and putting it into the water and saying, well, I just made a difference to that one. Like, clearly you can, like, right there, that starfish has been impacted. So I've made a difference to that one specific creature, and that's great. And so I think that that's a beautiful thing to acknowledge. And yeah, what a blessing. What an absolute blessing. Yeah, so that's the story of Thinking of a Starfish. That is the song. It is, again, it's one of my shortest ones. It's one of my most, the ones I enjoy the most. I really love it. It's so quick to play. So it always like leaves everyone, myself included, leaves you like going, oh, it's over. And you're still in the midst of that feeling of happiness and joy. And it's an interesting thing because it's this difference between like glass half empty, glass half full, because yes, it's true that there are still millions of starfish on the beach who don't get saved. And I think about that a lot. I think about that when I play the song. I think about it just in life in general, that I can't do everything. I can't help everyone. I can't help all of myself a lot of the time. And so it's this like incredibly challenging realization to just accept and acknowledge that we can't do everything, but we can do a bit. And it might seem like a tiny bit, but if it affects even just us, even if it just has a positive impact on us, even if it has a positive impact on us just in a little way, that's still important and it's still worth doing and it's still worth trying for. Because I have days and weeks where I can't get out of bed, where life is so overwhelming and I just hide and I watch Netflix, binge that shit like hard. And in those moments, if I can just find a little patch of light, even if the patch of light is to say, I accept myself in the space that I'm in this moment, even if I can just do that, I'm making my world a little bit of a better place. It seems that we've become over obsessed with grand gestures, and we celebrate and romanticize and pedestalize those who are out there shining so bright that everyone sees and everyone is amazed by all the incredible things they're doing. But the reality is that most of this life is made up of many of us doing the little bits that we can to make our world and the world in our little circle just a little better. And I feel that if we can kind of make that more celebratory or more worthy of celebration, then it helps. It helps this whole world. It helps all of us. Instead of going, oh, well, I'm not doing enough because look at how incredible that person is who's doing all this amazing stuff. It's like, oh, man, that's fine. They're like one of the rare people who gets to do that. And I'm sure they have their own issues that they're working through. And I'm sure that there are people around them who wish that they got to spend more time with their loved ones because their loved ones are so busy off saving the world. So, but each of us, you know, just daily, even doing the dishes and being present with doing the dishes and giving thanks for doing the dishes because you get to be present in that moment, cleaning up after an amazing meal. Even just having that awareness is changing the world and making the world a better place. So let's listen to Thinking of a Starfish again. And perhaps you will find something different in this listening. I'm not going to have the introductory story this time. I'm just going to play the song, so it's like 30 seconds. And I'll be back afterwards sharing some, you know, suggested things to read, things to view after this podcast, stuff that aligns with this, that might interest you. Thanks for being here and enjoy this little short piece of positivity. If I could keep it simple every single day, I know the world would surely help me to wash it all away, so my products are organic and healthy for the planet. But you're one of 7 billion, you might as well just can it. No, I'm thinking of a starfish and the word appreciation. Sometimes the biggest difference is to throw one in the ocean. Well, it seems you have a good point, so I will no further argue. Let's hope that every starfish has an angel just like you. There you have it. That is another rendition. And so the thing I really want to know, because this is obviously an experiment, is what do you think? Is it nice to hear the song again? Do you want to just hear it once and be done? For me, the song, my intention with these podcasts is that the song is a stepping off point into something broader and more than just the song. So I hope that that's what's coming across for you. I hope that that's what you're experiencing. But tell me, let me know in the comments, the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. Let me know, comment and update me about what, you know, do you like it? Do you not? Just yeah, feedback is great. And obviously anything that this episode brings up for you, I would love to hear. So yeah, I don't have much to recommend to you today in terms of reading and things like that. I have one documentary which I think is a really good one for some of these ideas of like, even if we can't do much, what should we do? is it worth doing anything? It's a book, it's a documentary called How to Let Go of the World and Love the Things That Climate Can't Change. It's quite a mouthful of a title, but it is an amazing, very challenging documentary, but also beautiful. And it's some hard truths to kind of acknowledge around the state that we're in as a world and what's happening at the moment. So yeah, that's kind of it. I'll link to that in the show notes. And the next thing I really want to hear from you is your feedback. Is what does this make you feel? What are the things that come up? How does this relate to your own life? Do you have any questions for me? Do you have any recommendations of reading or exercises or things that I could share with other people to help them on their journey? What are the little things that you do in your life to be a starfish superhero? Like hashtag starfish superhero. It's funny. There's actually a thing that a lovely patron of mine, Ellie, and I were talking about some time ago, just this idea of starfish superheroes, of the people out all over the world who do those little things that have a big difference to the people they impact, and how beautiful that is. So yeah, let me know. What is your starfish superhero action? What is it that you do? It can be a tiny thing. It can be a tiny thing for yourself. It can be a tiny thing for others. It can be a huge thing. It's all important. It all is a part of the greater dialogue of us being human, sharing this planet together. That's all from me. I will be back next week with another episode. I am so excited. I hope that you're enjoying this. And thank you for getting naked with Nate. See you next week.